The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday. I'll tell you about my Monday, folks. September 25th, 2012. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, interestingly enough, we were in Michigan yesterday. And I'll get to that story in just a second. I don't want to jump the gun here. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my Facebook friend, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a
terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And just to speak of that, okay, I've got to go on this for a second. Now, I know we had a little prayer at the Capitol before, and people were saying, you called Obama Muslim, and oh, I can't believe you did that. So yesterday, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, Madonna has a concert out in D.C., right?
Okay.
This is a 54-year-old woman, mind you. She's 54, folks.
Yeah. Plastic surgery.
Lots of plastic surgery. Acting like a 16-year-old kid on stage. And she says,
is this where she's singing, I don't care if you go to hell, I don't care?
No, but she was dropping F-bombs like crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure she was.
She was saying stuff like, that's the blank. Like stuff I said when I was like 14 years old and unsanctified.
Well, she's talking to the 54-year-olds that didn't grow up with her.
Yeah.
That's who she's talking to.
So she gets on stage and says, and now. She starts talking about the prophet Abraham Lincoln and how they shot him because he wanted to help black people, and MLK and how they shot him because he wanted to help black people.
She doesn't know her history, but go for it.
No, she really doesn't, because that wasn't what Lincoln was about. But she was right about the MLK thing, but anybody could be. You could be blind and stupid and know that because of how great of a movement that God did through that man.
Yeah.
But then she stands up and says, and now, it's so amazing and incredible to think we have an African-American in the White House, exclamation point. So you all better vote for the for the effing Obama, she told a massive crowd, adding, for better or for worse, we have a black Muslim in the White House. And everybody started cheering. It's coming out of their own fan club.
Isn't that cute? Yeah, but they're hand in glove, because you got to keep in mind, there's a friendship between Clintons and Madonna.
Sure.
Chelsea. And it doesn't surprise me at all. This is also the woman that said that just keep homosexuality out there and tell people, you know, keep it in their face until sooner or later they'll accept it.
They'll accept it. It'll be shocking at first, but she's such
a well-bred American.
Oh yeah.
That I think she lives in England, doesn't she?
She's in France.
Yeah, she loves our country.
She's got a house over there.
Yeah.
You know, and then to go on to that, Obama. These are all on our Facebook, folks. You can find it at The Sons of Liberty.
Don't let the cat out of the bag here, dog.
No.
All right.
Did you hear that? Yeah.
Don't let the cat out of the bag, dog. You got it? I just want to make sure. Did you hear what I said?
I heard it.
What did I say?
You said, don't let the cat out of the bag, dog.
Yes. Thank you. All right. I did that because I was seeing if she was going to respond.
And she responded.
And she did, yes.
Woo, it's a good day. Obama denounces anti-Islam film during his UN speech. He gets to speak before the UN. Spends 5 minutes denouncing this film and says the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. This is just to put some more nails in the coffin.
Yep.
Madonna's calling him a Muslim in the White House. Of course she would know. She probably hangs out with the guy. He's saying we can't slander the prophet of Islam to the United Nations. We can't develop it. We must not belong to those who slander this.
What does America need?
No, they don't.
I mean, nothing more. No, there isn't. And if people are waiting, I was just sharing when I was writing my commentary for this week.
Yep.
I was just sharing with the individual that was helping me. And I was telling her, if you think this guy means to just stay in power, you've got him all wrong. And if you think he's just going to remain this guy that's just going to be a pushover and you go ahead and call him what you will. Folks, I'm telling you this sooner or later. Just mark my words. I've said this probably two or three times. There's going to be a show of force sooner or later.
Yep.
And if it's not from the American people, it's going to be from a government that's trying to overthrow the American people.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're either going to push or be pushed, and right now you're being pushed. So you've got to push.
Well, just like Thomas Jefferson rightly said, when the American people fear the government, you have tyranny. But where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Folks, we got to keep in mind, they're an extension of who we allow them to be and what they are. And I'm not talking about we have to dictate their lives. No, they're an extension of who we are. They derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. We're the consent of the governed. You have seen time and time again. I don't believe he's just a Muslim. I don't believe he's a Hindu because he's got monkey guy in his pocket.
Yeah.
That's not a joke.
He's straight up Muslim.
You can check that out. I don't think he's just that, though. I think he's becoming all things to all devils. Mm-hmm. That's what he is.
Which is part of, you know, so many people. I'm no expert.
Well, he's promulgating, he's promoting the New World Order. Yep. I mean, and we've talked about that before, and people will say, well, I've never heard that before. We played it several times on the show.
Yeah.
And George Bush said the same thing 202 times.
Daddy Bush set it up.
Hand in glove.
Yep.
And what do you think? Who do you think is creating all this chaos across the country?
Mm-hmm.
And not just in our country, but in other countries, folks.
That's right.
You have seven continents. Who's creating all this chaos all the time? And why are people becoming more agitated with the American people more than anybody? Because they're tired of our government coming over there and overthrowing them.
Yep. And who's
why?
Who's the target?
They come back to America and say, you know, oh no, it was their fault.
Yep.
Yeah, just incite the American people against them, too. Look, we're going to have to make them mad about this now.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, folks, it's not foreign countries that are doing this anymore. It's the guy that's in the White House that's doing this.
That's right.
He's siding with your supposed enemies.
That's right.
How does that work?
It shows that he's un-American, and he needs to be dealt with, period.
If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's got to be a
duck.
I was glad you said that.
Speaking of
I really
ducks.
Was. I'm going to talk about my Michigan trip when we come back. Our Michigan trip.
That's right.
Jake really blew it out of the water yesterday, folks. That's why we were not live.
It's a big explosion.
It's his fault.
Big
it's
explosion.
His fault. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We need 150 more of you. I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
All right. One more time. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Hurry it up. That would be you.
Sorry.
What would you think? It was someone else? Outside the studio.
I was about to write a Twitter mention. But anyways, folks, if you go to our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty, you can see all about our trip yesterday. We were in Michigan.
I'll share that.
And Bradley will share more about it, but I want to draw your attention to pictures because people love pictures.
Yeah.
They speak a million words.
They sure do.
See those great pictures. You can see Bradley's smiling face.
Yeah.
Massey's smiling face. I was the photographer. You don't see
Jake's balding head.
Too much of a glare off my front and the bald spot on the front of my hair. You want to see it, don't you, folks? Yeah.
Thank goodness for longevity.
Longevity.
Longevity in
your
case.
Oh, longevity. Yeah. That's true. I'm outliving my hair is what's happening.
Yeah. Because bald guys have fuzz, right?
That's right.
Okay. We want long hair. So
I was thinking about it. And maybe, folks, you can chime in on Facebook. Should I shave my head? Should I just shave it and get it over with?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, why
dude.
Not? You
oh
know?
My, no,
just embrace it.
Let's put it this way. For you to push yourself that direction,
yeah.
You push yourself into a state of, not only. Do you remember Frankenstein?
I never watched it, but I've
Does
seen
the word hideous come
pictures.
To mind? Can you imagine your husband bald-headed? She's like back there hiding her head so he can't see her.
We've done it before, but we don't want to do that again.
We're gonna shave our heads together, me and my wife. We're both going to shave our heads.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
that's
going
to be great.
Would you like to see that? Folks, comment on our Facebook right now. Would you like to see the other guy with a bald head?
Well, we can do that in Photoshop, you know. We can just go ahead and
take it right off.
Okay.
Maybe reality will do it soon, too.
Are you done now?
No, I was thinking, though, to bring this back. This is way off the topic, but we were on the plane, and there's this people that give you fake hair. They like move your hair from one part of your body to the other.
Oh yeah, commercial.
It was like a line.
Advertisement, yeah.
It was like a line on the back of this guy's head. And I'm like, Brad, what the heck is this? And he's like, yeah, they actually take your hair from the back and they put it on the front.
Yep.
Pretty amazing, folks. I grew up in a small town.
If I said some names right now, everybody would know the names, but they have hair transplants and they look so good, you don't even know the difference.
Yeah.
And it's their real hair from the back of their head, just transplanted from the back to the front.
Yeah. We just posted a picture of a guy with that.
I just hope my hair never. I hope my hairline never goes there.
Yeah.
You know, hurry up.
Don't fall back.
That's right. Don't want to pull that out.
Don't.
Nope.
So, folks, the Sons of Liberty, check out the pictures. We're just in Michigan. I hand it over.
I got to tell them the story, folks. This was incredible. We were in Michigan yesterday. Got up very early in the morning. Flew 59 minutes from Minneapolis to Mish Afghanistan. Isn't that what they call it now?
Yes.
Or is that just Dearborn?
It's, I think Dearborn is definitely that, but maybe it's spread. I didn't see any
I didn't
Muslims,
either.
Though,
no, I should be careful with that because it's not as big as they want to make it out to be.
Yeah.
But we went and did the radio program.
Wow.
We met with a couple investors there and supporters, I should say. And we ran over to the radio program, the radio station, and about 20 minutes into it, Jake's back and forth trying to get this all hooked up with GCN, Genesis Communication Network. 20 minutes later, it's past 2:06. Now it's 2:10. Jake, it's too late. You've blown it out of the water. Okay. What we're seeing here is the talent's coming forth.
Yes!
Okay. So what happens is Jake finds out that the studio they put us in didn't have a live connection. I bet that would have been. Now, folks, if it's just me, okay, great. But if it's not and it's you too, give me a call and give me your thoughts. 1-877-807-9977. He's going to take this. And you can go ahead and say what you want to the other guy, and I won't say a thing.
It's my fault.
Just keep it civil, godly, and upright. Okay? All right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
That would have probably been the first thing I would have checked out, but Jake didn't do that. So, to say that, we go over to the owner of the radio station.
How'd you check that out, by the way?
I'd have put my finger in it. And if I would have got a shock, I would have knew that there was power going through that.
It was a phone line, though. You probably wouldn't get a shock.
Well, you could put a little water on your finger and see what happens. Okay. Go ahead and spit on your finger and put it in there. So that's the first thing that happens. We get a big apology. Super cool guy. It really wasn't Jake's fault. It was, well, I don't want to say it was their fault neither, but it was somebody's fault. We should have, no, it's not hard to point the finger. I mean, can do that.
It was the same
studio.
Maybe
their electrician's fault.
It was the same studio.
Yeah, it's the electrician's fault.
From the last time.
Electrician's fault?
I think it was Carrie's fault, actually.
It really was Carrie's fault. You know, that's right. It is her job.
She set up the room.
And she stayed in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first incident. Folks, if you want to understand in all seriousness spiritual warfare, I'm telling you what, come into this ministry for 5 minutes. Because you're going to see it really quick. That's the first incident. The second incident is we have a national interview coming up. The guy that fills in for Glenn Beck wanted to do an interview with us out of Detroit. Really cool guy. Cool folks. Cool friends. I can't see it, Jake.
Oh,
Doc Thompson. Okay. So Doc Thompson, we're listening to him. I kind of like to get a little flavor before I jump in their show so I can go with the flow or he can go with my flow, one of the two. And so we go up and we get some cards, you know, those key cards you use for your room. We got the first set. Jake's on the phone. Bradley's going to be on the phone with you guys in 1 minute. Jake was talking to Doc's producer. Cool. He'll be on the phone with you in a minute. So we try the keys. The keys didn't work. I come back up. I try a second set of keys. Unprecedented, folks. Unheard of. I get it the first two times, cool. We've been through that, right?
Yeah.
The third time, I go back. This producer is calling the hotel saying Bradley needs to get on the phone. Doc needs him on the phone now. But this is the third time. I get the third set of keys, the key cards, go back to the room. We can hear the phone ringing.
Inside the locked room.
Yes, inside the locked room. I'm getting to the point where I'm a little frantic, jacked. That means mad. And I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, Jake, a little bit is good. Okay, I get it. Spiritual warfare. But it didn't stop there. So I go back. I take the cards. I throw them on the counter. I didn't throw them at her like in a rude manner. I let her know that I was angry that she's not being more responsible with what's going on here. All of a sudden, the phone rings. This is the third time now. I'm getting the fourth set of keys, the key cards, you know what I'm saying? So you can get in the room. And so what happened is the phone rings. She picks it up. I said, that's my phone call, because she had to direct the call to the room. I said, that's my phone call. She said, well, I think he'll be ready in 5 minutes. I said, no, not 5 minutes, 20 seconds. Give me the keys. Mm-hmm. I need to get back to the room. So she directs the call to the room. She gives me the keys. I said, ma'am, you need to come with me. The manager needs to come with me. She takes the fourth set of keys. We get to the room. The phone stops ringing. The fourth set of keys didn't work. She uses her key, and then she opens the door. The phone quits ringing. Jake's on the phone with the producer. Doc can't take you right now. Sorry. I call him up 2 minutes later. Dude, I feel like sticking my foot up in their hind parts right now.
Yes!
He was totally cool about it. And I said, you know what, can you take me right now? And see, what happens on radio, folks, is there's a three-minute delay in some cases. And I think what was going on is he was already back on live. And boy, oh boy, did the hotel blow that one out of the water. That's the second incident. Had a meeting with a bunch of doers in Michigan last night. What, about 20, 30 people showed up?
Yeah, it was a good turnout.
Yeah, it was. Just friends, supporters, acquaintances.
Activists.
Acquaintances, right? Acquaintances. All of a sudden, we're supposed to get a guy on Skype with us. Talk to this guy 50, I don't know, 1,000 times. Jake emails him, calls him 4 times. Go ahead.
Yep. Couldn't get him on the phone. Then finally got him on the phone and said, okay.
Did he get your phone calls, though?
No. Not in the beginning. There's two parts of this.
Well, then tell him.
So we finally got him on the phone before the meeting. I'm like, okay, I'm going to call you in 45 minutes. He's like, no problem, but don't have internet. Wireless internet is down in my house.
How many times has that happened since we've known him?
Never happened.
That's right.
Never.
Yep. So that's the third incident.
I sent a ticket in. I'm still waiting. So I said, okay, well, let's just conference you in on the phone call then. We'll just get you on the phone. He's like, okay, I'll be here. So we started the video at that particular point in the meeting.
This house meeting.
I call his phone once. Okay, he must have just missed it. Called him again. Nope. Called him again. Nope. Called him again. Nope. Never got a hold of him. About 9:45, about 2.5 hours
Michigan
later.
Michigan time.
That's right.
Yep.
He calls me, or he text messaged me, did you still need me? And I was furious at him right now, because I'm like, dude, you didn't grab my call. He's like, what are you talking about? I never got a call. I have no missed calls. I've been sitting by my phone since 5:30. I said, okay, I understand. No problem. There's another one.
Another one.
Another situation that is unexplainable no matter how much effort you throw at it. You just weren't going to win. And you just got to keep getting up, because sometimes it's like that. You just got to keep getting up.
Okay, wait, let's just rehearse what you just said. Sometimes?
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
where have you been over the last
this is what
12 years?
Let me clarify that.
Besides trying to get a job with me.
Because sometimes, and I get it, like you said, it happens once or twice, you break through it. I mean, thresholds are all over ministry, period. Yeah. You're not doing anything effective. You're gonna
it is
have
this
no,
ministry.
It totally is. You're not going to have, oh my gosh, how many times we heard, oh, you know, this has never happened before with people that we're working
all
with.
All the time.
That's never happened before. I can't believe that just happened. That's never happened before. I'm like, yeah, it happens all
Ephesians 5:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Is it true?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Come hang out for about 5 minutes. Even all you supposed unbelievers, you want to understand this spiritual world, come hang out with the ministry for a minute. Because you're going to get one end.
Mm-hmm.
Either God or the spiritual warfare in the world, which is the warfare that I'm talking about. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back after this break. I'm going to PowerPoint. Cool? Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Okay, I got to get to some hot topics here. So, Jake,
I'm done talking.
I think it's this is important.
Oh.
That promote pro marriage. What's happening all over the country, folks?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what's happening.
Please
do. Right here in the state of Minnesota, obviously, there's an amendment on the ballot. 32 states have passed this very same amendment. Just defines marriage between a man and a woman in the state constitution.
Yep.
No law, statute, can go contrary to the
Constitution. Sorry, we have to even talk about this and say it's gone this far, but in fact it has.
So what happened is in Minnesota here, well, I put out a sign. Of course, I'm pro-marriage. I love marriage. Marriage is awesome. And there's only one type of marriage.
Hang on a second. Heather is one of our producers here. Heather, how do you feel about that?
I think it's awesome, too.
Marriage rocks. And I put a sign out in my yard to prove it.
You know what? Bang. We should put a big clown nose on her right now.
I think it rocks.
I think it rocks.
My neighbor.
Yes.
I put a sign in his yard, too.
Yeah.
I thought he might like it.
Now, I think marriage is awesome.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is a big red nose because of the way you guys are talking to each other right now in front of the world.
I know.
It's sick.
I'm stepping out on a limb here.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
That's a marching band.
I wonder if everybody can hear that. Or is that just going on in my head?
I hear something. I hear a marching band.
You do hear that?
Yeah.
That's circus music. Barnum Bailey.
Barnum Bailey's?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, I got to get back to the topic here.
So everybody can hear that. Okay. All right.
Everybody's hearing this circus music.
Wow. Gary, you are on top of it. You know what?
And
50 cents a week. I'm going to bump her up a little bit.
What do I got to do
to
get that?
You shouldn't have.
Leave.
I got to leave to get a raise?
No. As a matter of fact, your parents pay me to have you here.
So I can't leave or you'll lose your raise. I love this.
That's right.
I got you.
That's kind of how it seems over the last 12 years, isn't it? But go for it.
Over a decade. It's been
Signs of pro-marriage.
That's right.
Intimidation.
So inside of on my lawn, on my own property, I put the sign. My neighbor put one, too. I come back from our last trip. I was in North Dakota. I come back. I'm looking on my lawn. I'm like, where'd my sign go?
Yeah.
And I look across the street. And his sign's gone, too.
Yeah.
Coincidence? I think not. That morning, I read an article.
So you have these pro-homosexuals.
Exactly there. And they're organized.
Out ripping off these signs. All 10 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just keep that.
10 of them. And here's what they do is because, you know, they have a special assistance and welfare, a lot of them.
Sure. So they don't have anything better to do. Obama's using your money, stealing your money, giving it to the have-nots by taking away from the those that have and giving it to them. So they don't have to work.
Why would that, right? And what they do is they go hire some public school students who can't read yet.
700,000 that graduate every year can't read their
diplomas. And they say to them, you know, here's $10 for every sign you go rip off out of somebody's yard.
Right.
The kids can't read the sign. I'm not blaming the kids here. But
if it looks like this, take it down.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's what it looks like. Here's a picture.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
Forget your history that you have a dad and mom.
There's no
Just history. Forget all your history.
Yeah. They don't even get into that topic. They'll lose. The kid will be like, why would I want to rip off a sign out of somebody's yard that's for marriage? I mean, I'm a kid. I have a mom and a dad.
Right.
But well, so
you just kind of erase that from their minds.
Yeah.
Don't think and listen to this administration.
And don't try to sound the words out. In this article, that very day after my sign gets ripped off, which, by the way, I put two more new ones up there. Hey, come rip them off again if you want, because I'll just keep putting them up. But when I find you, it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
So
in
at
your
this
yard.
Particular. Yes.
I've had cops tell me that. You go ahead and do what you want with them. Just make sure that they're in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what?
Maybe I'm going to invite them in, actually.
Maybe you should put the signs in your house.
In the house. I'll put it up in the window.
Bold there.
That's right.
They probably do this at 3 o'clock in the morning when they're running around in their leotards together.
That's true.
I bet.
Their little skirts.
Yep.
Maybe we can invite them in for donuts for Jesus like some people do. You know, they go out to the parades and they have donuts set up and they say, you know, here's donuts and we just want to love you and pray for you.
Yeah.
No, you need to deal with them because this is they're invading your yard, stealing your signs.
Call it for what it is. Jesus will love them too, all the way to hell.
That's right. What is love? To tell the truth.
That's right.
It is well-organized and well-orchestrated campaign to remove citizen signs from people's yards.
Okay,
for this marriage amendment.
So what we've been talking about in a facetious way is actually really happening.
This is totally happening all over the state.
So what they're doing is they're attempting to intimidate.
Yep.
And what they're doing is they're trying to find all these signs because they know they're going to lose again.
That's right.
Oh, I got a hot topic to follow up. Yeah. Dude, this is great. I'm on your six, dude. Go for it.
It's right on Facebook, the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead and read about it, folks.
Yeah.
They are ripping off signs, but all it's doing to me is it's emboldening me more.
It is.
I'm going to go get my other neighbor's signs now.
These people are they're useful idiots. It's, they're too stupid to figure that out.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happens. They only encourage their enemies to rise and shine, and they will rise and shine again.
That's right.
And again, and again, keep and rising. Again, and again. I like that. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Yeah, you like that?
I liked it.
Through intimidation. Mm-hmm. Here's the intimidating factor. They steal your sign.
Yeah.
Ooh.
In the middle of the night when you're not awake.
Yeah.
I like the leotards.
Last event we had, closely paralleled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had a college there. It was a Christian college.
Oh, yeah.
That said that we were too controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, but Christ getting hung on a cross, that wasn't controversial.
Okay, now we need to be serious about this. You're right. To them, that's the furthest thing. It's priestless. Listen, the preaching of the cross is to them foolishness. But unto us that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. They're ashamed of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this college?
Yeah.
He's talking about the church. In a similar parallel, they wouldn't even have a pro-life booth in their Christian college lest it offend some of the students.
Pro-life, folks. Pro-life.
What is their purpose? Who supports these guys?
It's despicable. I have no idea.
It's shameful.
I have no idea.
This is what encourages the enemies to do what they do.
Exactly. You ain't going to do nothing. That's what they think. Well, that's what they know.
One thing that I do like about that, and I really do, is the fact that the Lord said in Exodus, Commandment 3, he said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, those that don't practice what they preach.
Yep.
That doesn't just mean you walking around cursing God.
That's right.
It means when you profess that you're a Christian and you don't practice your Christianity, your faith, God will not leave you guiltless.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, people are pulling funding from that
Yeah.
Oak College in Michigan.
Yeah, another
darn it.
Another college was going to.
Well, pretty soon they'll be dependent upon the state, too. And the next thing you know, they'll be promoting everything that this administration is.
Yeah, public university.
With interfaith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those socialist agendas, which they don't know that they're being infiltrated by the CIA. But
useful
forget
idiots.
About that. We don't want to say. Yeah. Useful idiots, exactly. I mean, if they knew it was the CIA that was actually, you know, promoting that and perpetuating social agendas through the church, I mean, they'd probably think, well, that's some pretty serious stuff. Well, that's who's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you calling people idiots?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Useful.
Jake, you said that last night at the House meeting, and it was great. You said that's the definition.
Yeah.
And everybody started laughing. It was like, he's not being derogatory. He's just, that's the word. Idiot.
Idiota.
Yeah. And that's, by the way, that's Latin. Is that Latin? Aramaic.
I think it was.
That was Aramaic.
I think it was.
Idiota. Aramaic. Good. Yeah.
Aramaic.
Folks, just hang on. Next thing you know, we're going to be talking in Latin and Aramaic and
I've got
Hebrew, Greek.
Idiotish, like an idiot.
Okay, so go ahead and express your point. Please, hurry. You're starting to bother me.
Idiocy, foolish. An idiot is a natural fool or a fool from his birth.
A natural fool. Okay, yep, because we're born in sin, just like David said, And we need the born-again experience, John 3:3, by the Spirit of God,
This is actually good. This is 1828 Webster's.
Yes.
A human being in form, you know, he looks like a human.
Yep.
But destitute of reason or the ordinary intellectual powers of men.
Reprobate.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yep.
Reprobate means simply God's spirit is not, his hand is not upon you. Yeah. And they, you know, just like George Whitefield rightly said, the great preacher, the awakening preacher, he said, man left to himself is half devil, half beast.
That's right. That's right.
He's exactly right. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Without Christ, what we will become, how debased we can become, how barbaric we can become. You want to do a little homework in your history, folks. Just look back into the dark ages and see how debased man can really become. It'll shock you. It's horrendous. But that's what happens when people allow the light to be put out and the Christ to be hung on the cross. Don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children, said Christ to the ladies that were following him. They didn't know it was to their demise.
That's right.
And it was to Christ's glory. Amen. The faithful Christ, the one that's alive forevermore.
The real.
And he really is. Interestingly enough, I got to bring this up really quick. Guys, I don't know which one to go on. I'll go on this one first. You live in a country, folks, where in New York, the fury over the work of replacement officials reached a fevered pitch during week 3 in the NFL, especially Monday night when Seattle beat Green Bay on a desperation pass that many thought was an interception. It's interesting, all of our friends, not mine, I haven't seen any yet, by the way, in the crew, on their Facebooks, they have thousands of friends. They're seeing people throw a tizzy fit over this. And they're coming back to me shocked, like, you have got to be kidding me. People are more angry, and there's an uproar over a pig ball,
that's right,
a possible interception, than there is 3,700 babies that were aborted yesterday. Folks, I got to say this to the intellectual idiots out there that are reprobate without the Spirit of God. Again, listen to me, friends. I'm talking to those that fall in line with this garbage. They care more about a football game than they do the unborn. You have coming what you have coming. And let me say this, rest assured, you deserve what you've got coming. When 3,700 babies a day are being murdered in the womb, and you throw your hands up in the air because of a football, a bad call, a good call, whatever it might be, I could care less. I'm not that debased to sit there and waste my time watching a bunch of grown men tackle each other over a stinking pig ball and getting mad about it. Sorry about that. I care about life, and I care about pleasing my Heavenly Father. And my Bible tells me, and so does common sense, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And if I'm born of His Spirit, I hate it too. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Two more hot topics when I come back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know, over west, as a matter of fact, I'm sorry. West, we are the west. I'm operating on 4 hours of sleep.
You're doing very well.
Come on,
lift
me up.
You're doing very well. This guy.
The best.
Is the best.
Now, you've been in radio for a long time. How am I doing, Jake?
You know, you seem a little tired.
Tired?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, everybody gets tired, though.
Okay.
But I don't think anybody would have noticed if you wouldn't have asked me the question, but I had to tell the truth. You seem a little tired.
I am tired. I got bags under my eyes that are down by my ankles right now.
That's fascinating. You know what, folks?
That's a visual, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. I was just talking about, I just told the guys, the crews here, friends, I'm ashamed that I even have to say that there's an uproar or a fear, as they say, over a bad call in a football game. 30,000, 40,000 people will gather into one of these arenas.
Yep.
But they won't go protest abortion across their country and stop a corruption from going forward incrementally through a siege, which at length they're becoming slaves. You want to talk about idioticies and idiots, ignorant individuals, crazy stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, friends, make yourselves sheep and the wolves will eat you, and they are eating you. And I don't even know if they're looking at you as sheep. They're looking at you as stupid sheep.
Yeah.
Lame for those cats that are involved in this baloney. Oh, my gosh. It was such a bad call.
I know.
Can't believe it. Yeah. Forget about the 3,700 babies and all the social agendas being pushed down your throat and your government ripping money off from you and the DOJ not bringing forth justice, which in essence is their whole purpose of being there.
Think about that.
And turning against the American people.
No justice.
And,
no justice.
The president of the United States asking for power to throw people in this country into detention camps.
And take away their guns.
Yeah, take away their guns, man. Prey on their kids.
Justice.
Yeah.
They're complaining because justice wasn't done because some, you know, sit-in ref, because all the refs are on strike, made a bad call.
Isn't that a great point? And by the way, that's what our enemies to America say that their god is football.
Yeah.
Sports.
What is America number one in? Confidence.
Wow. Wow. You know, almost every radio show I say that. Did you know that? Folks, Obama's predecessor, Franklin Roosevelt, stated, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. It was headlined this last week by the state-run media, the propagandists, that Obama's lead poises test for Romney. The report began a presidential race that has been neck and neck for months suddenly isn't. Really?
Who's neck?
Really? The report continued. President Obama has opened the most significant lead in the Daily Gallup poll since Mitt Romney emerged as the Republican nominee last spring.
It's like a horse gallop?
Where are they getting those poll numbers from?
Ever since
the skewed CNN poll a few weeks ago, CNN's president recently resigned due to a lack of ratings, voters have looked at the methodology of polling companies with much skepticism, and rightly so. Evidence recently came out with confirms voter suspicions. Numbers crunchers and anonymous poll analysts tweeted a graph which shows the degree of oversampling of Democrats in this case. Republicans do it too. Employed by the recent presidential polls, all of which show Obama in the lead. Really? Wow. Polls were conducted by CBS, New York Times, ABC, Washington Post, Tips, Reuters, and even Fox News. Yes, friends, these polls are bought and paid for. Just ask those corporations that attempt to rule the roost through their deceptive measures. What do you mean, Bradley? What do you mean by deceptive measures? Well, just on Sunday of this last week, which would have been 2 days ago, friends, Newsbusters reported that the Associated Press, Political, and the Wall Street Journal reported that 18,000 people showed up at a 5,000-seat arena in Milwaukee on Saturday to hear President Obama.
They're like all
How
sitting
does
on
that work? Whoa!
Sitting on each other's laps. They were like
18,000 people. By the way, folks in Wisconsin aren't too happy about this fabrication of the state-run media. 18,000 people reported the Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, the Politico, that Obama had 18,000 people show up to his events in a 5,000-seat arena. Doesn't that sound familiar, like at the DNC 2 weeks ago when they had 74,000 seats? They couldn't get people to be bussed in. They couldn't fill. They didn't have enough butts to fill them.
Yeah.
They had butts, but they had the wrong butts.
But. But I don't like
That's
Obama.
The only butts he got, and he stank.
It was a stanky day.
Oh, he was. He couldn't even fill up a 74,000-seat arena for his DNC.
That could still
So they had to move it to a 20,000-seat arena where they couldn't even fill that up, friends. And here we are again. That's exactly right. Here we are again. The same administration and the same state-run media outsources doing it all over again, friends. All over again. Blatantly lying to you. Here's Politico. Speaking to a crowd, the Obama campaign estimated at 18,000 in a city park overlooking Lake Michigan. Really? Wall Street Journal. Yeah, they should. They should take a journey out of this country. As he addressed the crowd estimated at 18,000 people, isn't it interesting? They were all throwing the same bone to the people, weren't they? Well, of course, because it's the same dog throwing it.
That's right.
Yeah, right?
This went to public school.
Associated Press, the crowd of about 18,000. How is this working, friends? There was 5,000 seats. But they're all saying a crowd of 18,000. These are not journalists, friends. They're propagandists. And the only way that this man's going to stay in power is through deceptive measures. That is, if you believe, that is if,
that's right.
As if you were to believe what they told you. They don't have the numbers, friends. They don't have the support, friends. This is all being perpetuated upon the American people through deception. It's a game, and it's your life that's at stake, literally. Oh, Bradley, you're taking it that far again. No. I'm talking about an administration that wants to kill more babies. Folks, like Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, the New York Times recently admitted that the media has had to have their reports vetted by the Obama administration before releasing the articles to the American people. He's vetting information, friends. That is not lawful in this country. I'm pausing right now because I want this to sink in. He does not have the numbers, friends. As a matter of fact, the black church and the black communities are even turning on him. And the ones that are staying with him, they don't know their left hand from their right hand. You can talk to Howard Stern about that. Pretty crazy stuff. He was just creating stuff and he's throwing it at him. Mm-hmm. And the dude would respond like he knew what he was talking about.
No
Howard
clue.
Was totally making it up. He's a scumbag too, by the way. He's morally corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Love to be a part of his show. He'll probably play this back. Remember you said he called me a scumbag? And I'll get on the mic and I'll look at him because it'll be televised soon. I'll say, yeah, I remember that. Do you remember that? What of it? Come on. I'm bringing it on. Huh?
I must break you.
That's what I'd have to say to him.
Go ahead.
Jake, we were just in Michigan yesterday. How many Obama stickers did we see? How many yard signs did we see?
I saw 1 yard sign.
1 yard sign, and I seen one sticker.
Mm.
One sticker. I was intentionally looking for them.
Yeah.
There's no support, friends. It's all deception. It's all deception. How many times do they need to be busted before you're going to start to figure out that a man doesn't, right before an election, start talking about homosexual marriage and being the first gay president when 32 states have said no to it? How many? That's political suicide. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, he knows something.
Mm-hmm.
And friends, let me tell you this. He is not going to relinquish his powers without a fight. And they are coming out with everything that they got. And they are being exposed. You have so many resources out there, friends. I'm trying to figure out who is for the man and his administration. People are tired of this criminal administration. Criminal in chief.
Yeah.
People are tired of it. We hear this all day. But folks, I'm not making light of it. I'm not making a joke out of it. This is serious stuff. This is, we're talking about our posterity. He's best friends with your enemies, America. And this administration and those that he has around, how many of these people around him, Jake, have had to commit crimes before they could be a part of his administration?
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Which one hasn't? I asked the crowd yesterday, I said, so how many, tell me how many things this administration has done that have been legal? And they started laughing. There ain't nothing funny about it. We're not talking about a third world country,
yeah,
friends.
It's broad daylight.
And by the way, that's why the state-run media keeps giving you third world news. Because
right.
They want to desensitize you. When in fact, it's happening right in your backyard. Responsible radio. Oh, by the way, let's overlook the 70% of his tweets that were found out to be fabricated.
Twitter followers, yep.
Yeah. Forget about 2010.
Yeah.
Remember when everybody was thrown out on the street?
Yeah.
As the people rose up. What do you think it's going to be like in November? I would say it's probably going to be 5 times, 10 times more intense than that.
And I say
this
amen.
This time around. Amen.
I say amen.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you. We will talk to you in...
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.